The midterm chessboard, Ossoff's gamble, Fetterman's broadside, and Ramaswamy's ceiling. With just over 2 months until Election Day, the 2026 midterm landscape is defying several assumptions political operatives built their strategies around at the start of the year. John Ossoff is running an explicitly anti-Trump message in Georgia, a state Trump carried and polling ahead. His theory of the race inverts conventional wisdom for vulnerable Senate incumbents in red-leaning states, which typically counsels distance from the national party, emphasis on constituent services, and avoidance of culture war flashpoints. Ossoff appears to be betting that Georgia's electorate is more movable against Trump than presidential numbers suggest, and that cautious centrist posture reads as weakness to the voters he needs. What is strategically notable is that he appears to be holding two positions simultaneously: combative on Trump nationally, aggressively bipartisan on constituent services locally, a balance that is harder to maintain but also harder for Republicans to attack cleanly. The contrast with Michigan is sharp. John Fetterman, Pennsylvania's senior senator and one of the more unpredictable figures in the Democratic caucus, this week called Abdul El-Sayed, the party's Michigan Senate nominee, garbage, in public, using that word specifically. Fetterman's critique is rooted in El-Sayed's positions on Gaza, where El-Sayed has been sharply critical of Israeli military operations. Garbage, however, is not a policy disagreement. It is a personal attack on the party's own nominee in a competitive race the party needs to win for Senate control. The Michigan race matters because the Arab American and Muslim communities around Dearborn represent a genuine electoral bloc with significant grievances about the party's Gaza positioning, and prominent intraparty attacks amplify the division at exactly the wrong moment. Vivek Ramaswamy's Ohio governor's race offers a different cautionary data point. He has outspent his opponent 7-1 in the Republican primary and remains in a dead heat, a spending ratio that conventional campaign finance models suggest should produce a double-digit lead when name recognition is otherwise comparable. The failure of that advantage to materialize suggests either that Ohio Republican primary voters hold specific reservations about Ramaswamy, or that there is a ceiling on what paid media can accomplish when a candidate carries biographical and ideological traits that activate skepticism in the base. Gubernatorial primaries tend to reward a different candidate profile than presidential primaries, and Ramaswamy's political identity, built largely on online commentary and cable news hits, may be poorly matched to the instincts of Ohio's Republican electorate. Democrats are meanwhile demanding resignations over the Hope Florida scandal, a controversy centered on allegations that hurricane relief funds were diverted through nonprofit structures with political connections to the DeSantis administration. The specifics are still developing, but relief fund scandals historically have a way of expanding once prosecutors begin pulling the thread. DeSantis is simultaneously navigating a separate controversy of his own making. He this week ordered Flock Safety's automated license plate reader cameras removed from Florida state roads, citing privacy concerns. Civil liberties advocates have long raised alarms about Flock's system, which logs vehicle movements across thousands of municipalities and has created, in aggregate, a real-time database that was never the subject of comprehensive Democratic deliberation. Whatever the political motivation, the order is substantively a civil liberties action, and it may prompt similar reviews in other states.